This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, on to something a bit more serious, and I have a question for you. Is there a huge sense of begrudgery when it comes to social housing in this country? You often hear people who are homeowners saying things like, well, I had to pay for my house and save up for a deposit. Why should someone else get one for free? We hear that all the time. We hear that on the show as well, quite regularly. You also hear things like, if you want your own house, you should get up off your arse instead of looking for one for free. Today we're going to find out why there are so many people who begrudge someone who is in need of social housing. The reason we're mentioning this is because a caller we spoke to on the show yesterday who made some comments regarding social housing that annoyed a lot of listeners. Now, his name was Simon. We were speaking on the show about something sort of different. We were talking about people who can't afford property in Dublin. And Simon came on the air and made some comments about social housing that annoyed a lot of people. I want you to have a listen to some of the comments that he made on the show. This was yesterday.
The reason I kind of couldn't understand was because, like, I know they're going about this, there's loads of social housing and everything needs to be built, but why it's in Dublin? Like, I know, like, The simple reason is why people, I think, want to live in Dublin, because the most of the jobs are actually in Dublin.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair enough. A lot of people work in Dublin. They want to be within a half an hour. Your situation was you saved up all your money to buy a house in Clondalkin, is that right? And you saved and saved and saved, put everything away, and managed to buy a house in Clondalkin. So you're one of the lucky ones in that you're on the Lewis line. You have a property in Dublin. It's not too far from the city centre. Are you happy with your decision?
I was, yeah, and that's the thing, like, and just beside us there is this massive green park. Now they just start to build it, the brand new, it's kind of a brand new estate, just basically outside the park. And outside the park, you can actually, when they're going to build the houses, when you're going to get out in the morning, open your curtains, you're going to see a park in front of you, and there's going to be this massive lake, and all these houses are going to be 3-4 bedrooms. And they're all going to be given away to the social housing. So people who are working hard, they cannot afford to live in Dublin, and they have to move out. And then every single day, they have to sit for 2-3 hours in the traffic.
And sorry, have you a problem with an estate of social housing being built beside your house?
Well, kind of, yeah.
Oh. But they have to live somewhere, people who can't...
I know, but like, I don't think they're supposed to be kind of living in a capital. Oh, yeah, because, like, to live in a capital, you need to kind of, you know, it's a luxury. Well, you know, I'm kind of jealous because, obviously, I had to save all my life and to buy all the house, and I had to invest loads of money into just to make the life livable. And now these people, like, I know some of them have a general reasons why they couldn't work, because they're looking after their relatives or anything. I don't have anything against them, but I know some people, they just, why I should go and find work and get the wages when I can just sit on the social housing list
okay.
and get a free brand new house.
Okay,
but as you said.
Okay, there was Simon, who appeared on the show yesterday and made those comments, and there was a huge reaction to it after we went off air. A lot of you are very annoyed, and you've heard the comments, you've heard his attitude towards social housing, and I want to find out from you, is this attitude simple begrudgery, or have people like Simon a right to feel hard done by if they've spent years, you heard him say this, he spent years, he made so many sacrifices saving up for a house, only to find out that the man across the road gets a similar house and doesn't have to save anything for it. Does that frustrate people? Are people right to be annoyed and frustrated about that? And I mean, I'm just looking at the text messages coming in so far, and a lot of people are actually supporting his attitude, which I find hard to believe, because social housing is there as a safety net for people who cannot afford a house. Not everybody can afford to save up for a mortgage, as we discussed yesterday on the show. So why is there this sense of begrudgery? Why do we hear things like, if you want your own house, get up off your arse and work for it? Why do people like Simon have that attitude? Are they right to have that attitude? 67979811 is our telephone number. Text or WhatsApp your comments to 087798-9898. We'll take your reaction straight after the break. Let me go to Gavin. Gavin, you're on 98FM. How are you?
How are you, Jordan? How are you, Kevin?
You agree with Simon 100%.
Yeah, 1,000,000%. I just think it's ridiculous that people that like, they don't even work, don't even save, they can hand a case to a brand new house without having to go out and basically earn their house. Like, you know what I mean? They just sit back home, get the labour every week and get the money and get the keys handed to them after waiting, what, 5 or 8 years? Well, there's people out there probably saving 10 years to get a deposit for a mortgage.
Okay.
Open 9 to 12 days a week, and these guys don't even work. You just get everything handed to them.
Okay, we have social housing in this country, and I think it's a good thing that we do. We have social
housing. Yeah, look, I understand what way it works. I agree with a certain amount of people are entitled to with disabilities, or I'm not saying that, like, 100% agree with that, but I'm one of the people that are well capable, like they're between what, 20 to 35 years of age, they're well able to walk, and you have, even if they have 2 or 3 kids, they still get out and get a part time job and save up and earn that house, not just get it handed to you, but in government.
But
you think you're entitled to it.
Yes, but a lot of people who would be eligible for social housing, would their circumstances would be maybe they can't find work, or maybe they're in a job that
I know a lot of people from around the area where I'm from, and they're well able to find work, they just don't want to go out and find it.
And what they want...
They have it too cushy just sitting at home, living on their... See, they're so used to living off, their, say, a couple's... Well, the 360 a week for a couple with 1 or 2 kids, they're at the surviving off that money, they're used to it.
But what's
so what?
Yeah, but what's the option, Gavin? We can't do away with social housing. As I was just about to say to you there, social housing is for people who may be in low-income jobs that will never, ever be able to get on the property ladder. What should we do? Just leave them on the street?
Like, I know, like, to get to happen everything, like, obviously, build houses will probably in the long run be cheaper than having to keep paying different things altogether, landlords, all this mad money every month. But I think they should have the... do something to earn that money, like, maybe, I don't really know, but I don't think they should be just giving it for nothing.
And do you
have to do something.
When you hear of someone getting social housing, does it annoy you?
It does annoy me, to be honest with you, because I'm at the saving up very, very hard there the last 3 years, me and my partner. My wife started to get our deposit for our house, and thank God we've just got it in the last 2 months, so, but that was very hard, you know what I mean? Very stressful on the relationship.
How much did you have to save up? How much did you have to have in your account?
We saved up 30,000.
Wow.
For our deposit.
Wow.
Yeah. And we have one child and one child on the way. And
I'm sure you were both working around the clock trying to do everything to get that money together.
My job sometimes is crazy. Like, you work 12 hours a day, you know. And she was doing full time as well. And with one kid and... balancing around with my mother and all helpers, you know, one and the child and all, and my mother, but...
So if you found out, Gavin...
We've done it, you know what I mean?
So if you found... And fair play to you for doing it, but if you found out that someone was being moved into a house beside you, and...
They only built, like, 20 houses around the corner from where my mother lives. Big field there at the back of one of the schools there, and they got all 1 or 2 people that I know grew up with there, that they're getting houses and stuff from it, but, yeah, it would be sort of snapping because, like... I'm out busting, like, you know what I mean, working very hard to get my house. I'm not expecting it to be handed to me.
Okay, fair play to you. Stay there for a second, please, Gavin. And I understand the sacrifice. It's something we spoke about on the show a couple of weeks ago, the sacrifice that some people have to make to get a mortgage. And it's not easy. So, I mean, it's hard to disagree with Gavin when he's saying, you know, well, yeah, if Billy across the road got it for free, I am going to begrudge him. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note. You can send if you can't get to the phone, you can send a WhatsApp voice note to 087-798-9898.
Hi, Jeremy. I just think that people, when they're building the social housing, they're for people who are sitting on the social welfare, who haven't got anything else, who haven't got jobs. So why not, if you're talking about people who are looking to buy housing, move down the country because it's cheaper, why don't they actually put the social housing down the country and put the people down there who don't have the jobs, who don't have to worry about commuting for their jobs or anything like that, why don't they actually put them down that way and build social housing down the countries? Because if they're on social welfare and stuff like that and getting given houses, they should have no problem with moving down the country.
Ah, sure, why not move them out to an island in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean? And that was a point that Simon brought up yesterday as well. He doesn't believe there should be any social housing in Dublin because he said that the housing in Dublin should be for people who actually work. Bobby, you're on 98FM. You also agree with Simon, is that right?
Absolutely. Also, think about the likes of Simon at the savings deposit. He gets a mortgage. Next thing is he gets sick or whatever. He can't pay his mortgage. What's the first thing that's going to happen?
He's not going to lose his house straight away. He will negotiate with the bank. The bank, you know, the banks don't like taking houses off people, despite what a lot of people think. But
listen, you're missing the point. I can guarantee you he will lose his house. My brother-in-law was injured in a bad motorbike accident. He was a fully qualified chef. And he lost his house within the space of 8 months, okay? Two young kids. Yeah, if you're on the social welfare and you get a house in the social welfare and you even stop paying, I know someone paid their rent where it could be €20 a week, it could be €100 a week, but if you stop paying their rent in a social housing, it'll take years for them to get you the cart. They bring you the cart, you pay the first €100, you walk away and do it all over again. It takes another 3 years. But with a bank, they'll feck you out and that's the end of it. So what's the point in saving and working and then you buy a house and you get sick and they can take it off you? Where better off, we should all go on the social and put our names in the houses. And another thing too with the house list as well, I know a couple that's over here for years, they're foreign people, and they were getting their rent paid because they're sick or something happened to their daughter. It's a long story, won't go into it. Only last week they got a letter off the crowd that's paying their rent to say that if they don't put the name on the housing list, that they're going to stop their rent, okay? Now these people don't want to stay here, they want to go back home to their own country, but they're going to stop their rent unless they put their name on the housing list. So why do they want to make the housing list even longer for people? Do you know what I mean? They have their head up their arse.
But you have to understand, Bobby, when it comes to social housing, that we need a safety net there for people. Not everybody has the ability to earn enough money to get a mortgage. I mean,
I'm not saying stop social housing. I mean, you think about it. You go back 30, 40 years ago. They're building houses in Cabra, Finglas, Ballymun, all over. And it's the government's fault. The government stopped building these houses. They knew the population was multiplying. It was up to the government to get the finger out of their ass and do their job. But at the same time, they're sitting back and they're throwing millions into all these products that they call hospitals and railroads. We have four different things going on in this country. It's going to cost the country $10 billion between these four things there. But $10 billion.
Yep. Would you prefer to see that money going to social housing?
Absolutely.
Okay, well then we agree on one thing, Bobby. Let me read out this text message, a very angry listener, and it says, I can't believe the comments that I'm hearing on the air. Not everybody looking for social housing doesn't work and is lazy. I certainly didn't say that. And in fact, I've been making the argument that a lot of people on the housing list or in social housing, they just don't have jobs that will pay them enough that they can get a mortgage. And another text, not everyone in social housing is not working. Ignorant people everywhere. Cop on, fools, says this person. You obviously weren't listening to the comments I made. I agree with you that not everybody in social housing is lazy and sitting on their arse every day, sitting at home watching television. Let me go to Clondalkin next and Lauren. How are you, Lauren?
Hiya.
How are things? Are you well?
I'm so annoyed at Simon's comments. Absolutely boiling my blood.
Okay. Like, what did he say that annoyed you the most?
About sending people who basically can't afford a mortgage down the country. Because I think people who are able to save for a mortgage are actually lucky. They're lucky they can do that. Because there are people out there who have shit jobs who can't save for a mortgage. You can't even pay their rent. There are people then, like myself, who are carers. I'm a carer for my son. If I was to uproot his life down to the sticks, it would be absolutely devastating for him. Like, he just lumped everybody in the same bracket.
Yeah,
extremely unfair.
Yeah, he pretty much said that if you can't afford to buy a house, you shouldn't be living, you should be moved down to social housing down the back arse of nowhere, which obviously wouldn't be practical for you.
No, definitely not. And it's not only me. Like,
I'm sorry, Lauren, are you on the housing list?
No, I'm not, but I still think it's very unfair because there are people like me who are carers to young children. And to move them to another county, like, I don't think he understands the effects that would have. I mean, you're talking about the waiting lists as well for children with special needs for therapies. You go back down to the end of a list in another county where your child knows nobody, where you know nobody, and you don't know if there are any schools in the area.
Yeah, but sorry for cutting across you, Lauren. Lots of people have to do that.
Yeah, if you have to.
And do you have to?
Do I? At the moment, no, I don't. I'm paying my rent at the minute. But I just think it's very unfair to say, right, well, you don't work, so you can mosey on down the country there. You don't deserve to be here. It's like an us and a them situation. It's just not fair.
And it is a them and us situation.
I fought tooth and nail for my son to get him into a unit, which are like gold dust. Like, I'm sure you've heard of children who are 6 and 7 and can't get into a special needs school.
Yeah, so we talk about it regularly on the show, yeah.
I've waited two and a half years. He's finally in a special needs school now. Now, imagine what would happen if I was on the housing list and I was told, right, you need to go down to, say, Leash or Carlow. He could be waiting years for a school, years for more therapy.
You'd be back to square one.
And they don't understand the implications of saying that, like, you need to get out of the country because you don't work.
I know, but Lauren, not everybody is in the situation that you are in. There are people who are on the social housing list who are living in social housing who just are work shy. There are people in this country, you have to admit, that are work shy, that don't want to work.
Someone hasn't been working for, say, 10 years and they're perfectly able to work, that's fair enough. But I don't think that's most people's situation, and I just think that's very, very unfair.
I don't think it is either. Stay there for a second, Lauren, because Leanne's story might surprise you. How are you, Leanne? You're on 98FM.
Hey, how are you?
Now, you know somebody who got social housing recently. Don't name names, obviously, but tell me the situation and why did it grind your gears?
Well, basically, they have never worked. They're over 30, never worked, and they obviously fought hard to get a council house. Now, they were already in a house prior to that, a two-bedroom house, but wasn't big enough. This person has obviously got kids and stuff. Like I said, it's never worked. And then they get a free house for absolutely nothing and got money to furnish it. They bought the best of stuff, you know, big, massive American fridges, everything, money handed to them.
Sorry, who paid for the big American fridges?
They got a grant of maybe, I think it was €8,000.
From their local authority?
Yeah, from the local authority to house it. Now, like, I'm actually quite upset about it because me and my partner are working 50-60 hours a week, doing as much overtime as we can to even pay our rent that we have to pay and try save. I've also got childcare to cover for that while I'm in work. And not only that, is like, I live in Kildare, my family's in Kildare, my child's in school in Kildare. And we're actually having to look at houses out towards Mullingar, Longford, because that's all we can afford on our budget.
And this couple, you know, who, according to yourself, and I have your word to go by, I only have your word to go by, they got everything for nothing. Are they just work shy? They don't like work. They don't want to work.
From what we can say, like, what I know is, why would they work when they're getting everything handed to them?
And have they ever worked?
Never. Not. They apply for jobs every now and again when the social welfare come after them, but say, well, look, you have to start looking for work, or are you looking for work, or else you'll be cut off.
And I can hear the anger and the upset in your voice.
I don't begrudge anyone, and I wouldn't begrudge anyone of a house. Like that girl, Lauren, was it? Like, she deserves whatever, because of obviously her circumstances are completely different.
Absolutely.
She's caring for her child. I wouldn't begrudge a house from that, but for someone who's just not going out, not looking for work, will apply when they need to, it annoys me because, everyone's in different situations and I understand that, but when we're trying to save and pay rent, like our rent in Kildare at the minute is €1,500, trying to save for that, and you're paying nearly €600 a month on childcare as well.
And then you hear a story of someone getting €8,000 grant to be able to furnish their house. I can understand why it annoys you. Thanks very much for your call, Leanne. Let me read out a couple of your text messages. There's a huge reaction to this. Actually, I'll play a WhatsApp voice note.
Chair.
Yes?
6 social housing built across the road from my house. 6. The cars outside all the gardens. 2 Beamers. 2 Mercedes. 1 Audi. Now you tell me what's fair in that.
I'd say you're a very nosy neighbour, but yeah, I get your point.
Jeremy, what bugs me about social housing is it's called social housing. I mean, I know people who got social housing because they weren't working and they got a house, and then 3 years down the line they're working, they're earning loads of money, and they're still not paying a penny. It's called social housing. I mean, if I was getting social welfare and I start working, I'd have to be cut off the social welfare. I mean, it should be all means tested. I mean, you have people living in social housing that are earning 500-600 euro a week and they still have their free house.
To that person, it is means tested. You can't just walk into your local authority office and say, gimme, I want a house. I want my kitchen furnished. You have to meet certain criteria in order to get on the social housing list.
Hi, Jeremy. I think it's okay having social housing for those who are, you know, unable to save for a mortgage, or those who may be in difficulty with regards to illness and disability, but handing out houses to people who've never worked a day in their life and yet are able to pop out 5 or 6 kids, I think is just ridiculous.
Yes, and I think most people would agree with you. That's where we need to distinguish. The people who have never, ever worked, and not because of health reasons, they're just people in this country who are work shy, and they just... It goes down from generation to generation. Their parents, their grandparents never worked, and it's gimme and demand from the government. And I can understand why that annoys people. But I think we need to distinguish between the people who are work shy and are looking for social housing, and the people who genuinely can't afford a mortgage or can't afford rent and need that little bit of assistance. And, you know, we should probably thank God that we do live in a country that does provide housing for people who find themselves in that situation. And I'm not talking about the work shy. Thanks very much for all your calls, comments and texts. It's 98FM's Dublin Talks.
98FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98FM.